Dry Spells Part 2. Abandon Expectation. Peace begins when expectation ends. Shri Chinmoy. Dry spells arise when our experience does not match our expectation. We can only do what is within our control. Frustratingly, we cannot control our experience, hence our dry spell. But we can control our expectation. Expectation is a habit of the mind. Like any habit, it can be learned and unlearned, formed and broken. Our minds know that for every action there must be an outcome, and our minds like to foresee a favorable outcome prior to engaging in any action. Yet the mind can only conceive of an outcome that is already within its scope of understanding. Herein lies the paradox, for we meditate precisely to go beyond the confines of the mind's perception and understanding. So whatever the limited mind expects can never be the unlimited reality we seek. Expectation and meditation are incompatible. Expectation deals with the known, meditation with the unknown and the unknowable. Expectation is a potentially lethal virus endangering the prospect of real illumining meditation. Expectation, for all its promise and allure, is a prison cell, denying us spiritual freedom and nullifying our bid for liberation. Every challenge and every experience that comes to us is an opportunity to grow and learn. A dry spell can teach us one of the most valuable lessons of all: that expectation is not just useless, not just an impediment, it is a wolf in sheep's clothing, a mortal danger to our spiritual life. While we harbour even the subtlest expectation, dry spells are inevitable. Accept them as a blessing in disguise, a warning from our soul. Abandon expectation. Surrender to your meditation. Dive into the sea of the unknown to claim and become what we must: our precious, beautiful, peaceful, soulful, blissful satisfaction perfection.